Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Have thine own way, Lord. Just now, as in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power, all power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hymn of praise as we surrender to you on this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, a day that you have blessed us to be able to see, a day that was not promised to us, but a day that you gave us because your mercy endured forever. And because you had a plan and you had a purpose for our lives, and not just here by happenstance, purpose. We're here for a plan. And so we submit to your will and we submit to your way, and we declare, God, you have your way. You are the potter. We are the clay. Shape us and mold us, God, into the vessels that you need for us to be. God, I want to be, or I desire to be, a vessel of honor, not a vessel of dishonor. Lord, I don't want to be, oh God, a vessel of wood that decays. God, I don't want to be a vessel of clay, oh God, that can be marred and destroyed. But God, make me a precious vessel to be used for your glory, God. I don't need glitter, God. I don't need gold, Lord. I just want to be the best vessel that you desire for me to be today. so that I may do your will, so that your will might be done in my life, and God, I may be pleasing to you, and that I may put a smile on your face. That's my desire each and every day, God, is to make you proud, to make your name glorious, oh God. And so I declare right now that this is the day that the Lord has made. My intentions and my plans, God, my aspirations, God, is to rejoice all the day long, God, because you blessed me to see another day, God. You blessed us to make it to day 26 of our 31 days of prayer. And God, every single day, God, you have drawn us nearer, God. Every single day, you have drawn us closer, God. And God, that's all we desire, Lord, is a closer walk with thee, God. Because the closer we are with you, Lord, the more in tune we are with you. The more in tune we are with you, God, nothing can stop us and nothing can hinder us, God. The more we are in tune with you, God, oh God, the more effective we can be in ministry, Lord. Because we know the thoughts that you think, God, toward us, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give us an expected end, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, an expected end, God, you have destined for us. So whatever we're going through right now, God, that's not our ending, Lord. Because if you woke us up this morning to allow us to see another day, that means greater is ahead of us, God. Our expected end is before us, God. And we're working our way to get to our destiny, working our way, God, to get to your promise, working our way, God, to walk into our breakthrough, because victory is ours, oh God. Victory, victory, it shall be mine, God. Because as long as I keep my faith and let the Lord fight my battle, the songwriter said, victory, victory shall be mine. And I thank you for the victory, God, today. Because no weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. It won't work. Victory is mine today. So search me and try me, Lord. You are my Savior, Lord. Wash me, cleanse me, purify me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wash me and purify me in your blood, because your blood is what cleanses me. Your blood is what delivers me. Your blood is what sheds, oh God, helps me to shed every sin and every weight and everything that may beset me, Lord. It's your blood that does that. So wash us in your blood even now, Lord. Search us and wash us. Purified us, created us a clean heart. Bring the right spirit within us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if there's anything in us that's unlike you, cast it out of us right now, God, because we want to walk worthy of the location wherewith we have been called. We want to walk worthy of being called a son and a daughter of the Son of God, of the true and living God. And we bless your name, God, today for this day that you have made. And, God, we thank you for all that you have done. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, yesterday. We thank you, God, because we didn't take time out from you on the day that we set aside to magnify you and glorify you, with all the day that we were able to set aside to focus on the birth of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, you were with us all. As we offer unto you our praise and our gratitude and our adoration, and we thank you, God, because you are the best thing yet, Lord. We want to make sure that we make room for you, God, even today. That was our prayer yesterday, Lord. That was our request yesterday. Oh, God, do we have room for Jesus? And our declaration is yes, Lord. We have room for you, Lord. We have room for you in our conversation. We have room for you in our home, Lord. We have room for you, God, in our friendships, in our relationships. Lord, we have room for you on our jobs, Lord. We have room for you in our ministries, Lord. We want to make room for you in every area of our lives, in our cars, Lord. We have room for you, God. There's no place, Lord, that we want you not to be, God, because you are everything that we need and more, Lord. And so if there's anything may be hiding from you, Lord, again, search me, oh God, and unhide those things, Lord, and show them and reveal them, God, because I want you to ride with me everywhere I go. Everywhere I walk, I need you, God. Everywhere I go, I need you, Lord. I cannot make it without you. So, yes, Lord, today, I have room for you. I have room for you in every area of my life. Mold us and make us, Lord, after thine will. We're waiting on you. We're casting all of our cares upon you. Because, God, we know that you care for us. There's nothing that you would withhold from those that love you, those that fear you. And it's our desire today to press towards you. God, we have 5 days left in December, God, and each and every day we are intending to press towards that mark, that prize for the high calling, oh God, to get to you, to magnify you. Oh God, and as we celebrate or prepare to celebrate a new year, God, oh God, help us to lay aside those things that caused us to be weighed down this year. I know that those things should be far and few in between, God, because we were determined, Lord, to move forward this year. We don't want to allow anything to cause anything to separate us from your love. Tribulation, no, it can't separate us. Trials, oh God, no, they can't separate us. Storms of life, wickedness in high places, rulers and spiritual darkness of this world, no, none of those things. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are more than overcomers, Lord, because of the Lord who lives inside of us, because of the God who lives inside of us, because of that sweet Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. Nothing is and should be able to separate us from your love. So we've been moving forward. And so, God, there can't be too many things that may be holding us back from entering into 2017 triumphantly in victory, walking into our breakthrough. And so, God, if there's weight, hindrances, distractions, whatever they may be, that may be attempting to separate us from your love, from us walking in your purpose, we bind them right now because you have given us that power to bind those things on earth and loose those things on earth. So we bind everything, God, that's unlike you. Lord, everything that's unlike you, that would cause me to fail, that would cause me to fall short, that would cause me to be ineffective for you in ministry. Bless us and touch us today. Lead us and guide us, Lord, today. Have your way in us even now, Lord, so that we might be pleasing to you. Oh, God, so that you may get the glory out of our lives. And so before I finish, God, I thank you for allowing me to reach another birthday, Lord. I don't take this day for granted, but this is the day that you have made. You made it special for me, but I thank you. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for her sacrifice. I thank you for the time that she has invested in me, God. And I pray, God, that she is now able to see the fruits of her labor, God. I pray for my siblings, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to hear from my little brother yesterday, all the way from Japan, God. And I pray that salvation would sweep through their home, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, I'm not going to stop praying that, God, until it's revealed, until it's done, Lord, because we were trained up in the same way, Lord. And I know, God, you have something great in store for that young man, God. Let it not be too late, God. This is still a day, oh, God, and help him to catch hold to you, Lord, to see, oh, God, the beauty of the God that we serve. I pray for protection over him in a land that may not be dangerous, God, but danger is lurking everywhere when it comes to our servicemen. I pray for servicemen across the globe, Lord, wherever they may be at, those in war-torn areas and, God, and those in safe areas, Lord. I pray for them that you would continue to keep them and encourage them, Lord. Oh, God, and that the suicide rate would drop. Help somebody get to them now, Lord, before it's too late and before they give up hope, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help someone to get to them, to share a good word with them, to share the good word and good news of Jesus Christ, to let them know that there is still hope, Lord. And yes, we know and understand that they've been through so much, so many trials and so seen so much devastation, stuff that would scar anybody, Lord, but you are a healer. You are a mind regulator. You can bring about peace even in the midst of a storm, God, that we as men have created, Lord. You're not the God that creates wars, but God, today we're the ones that are creating the confusion and the chaos and the disregard for human life. We're the ones that's doing that today. Oh, God, so we pray for mercy upon those that have had to endure those war zones. And I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would strengthen them today. I pray that you would breathe hope into them today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to encourage their hearts, to encourage their minds, to encourage their souls that they won't, that will not give up hope on you today. For God, if they give up, they're not giving up on man, but they're giving up on you. And as I said that, Lord, I thought about the prophet Samuel, how the children of Israel were asking for a king. And Samuel was so discouraged. He was so hurt because he believed that the people had turned their backs on him. But God, you so eloquently reminded him that they weren't turning their backs on him, Samuel. They were turning their backs on you because you were their king. You were their God. You were their sovereign solution to every single problem that occurred in their lives. Let these young men not turn their backs on you. Even if they did not know you in the pardon of their sins or don't recall any relationship with you, God, don't allow them to give up hope today, but breathe life into them. Let someone come by to breathe life into them and to encourage them today. And so I thank you for my mom. I thank you for this new day that you blessed me, a new birthday. And then I thank you for the lives of my brothers, my family, my siblings, my wife, and I pray that you will bless them on this day. Thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day that you have made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it because you are the God of my salvation. You are everything that I need and more. And so I honor you. I magnify you. I pray for my leader before I depart this call. I pray for my leader, Lord, today, that you would bless him and keep him. Oh, God, that you would continue to strengthen him, that you would pour out your spirit upon him, oh, God, and fill him with everything that he needs for this day. Grant him long life. Grant him strength, God. Grant him peace even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the midst of any storms that may be coming his way or may be in his life today. God, you are everything that we need and more. And so we honor you. We magnify you and adore you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. For you are a wonderful, merciful, great, and honorable God. And we declare a God today. We thank you for this day because this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it this day. We thank you, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. We thank you for joining us on this day. We're having some technical difficulties again on the website, and so I'm not able to bring up the scripture just yet immediately. We will have this resolved real shortly, so bear with me. Give me a couple of seconds. I'm pulling up the Word document as I speak right now, and I will declare our scripture that we have for this morning. Matthew 21:22 reads, "In all things, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Ye shall receive. The Bible tells us that all we have to do is ask. And we shall receive. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. It goes on to say further, everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocketh, it shall be opened unto them. So do as the Lord has commanded you to do. Ask, seek, and knock. And watch God open up doors for you, bless you, and give you the things that you're asking for. May God bless you. May heaven shine upon you on this day. Bye-bye.